The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today and chiming in, taking out some time from your crazy, busy day and just listening and vibing with us. So just want to thank you sincerely for that. And today is September the 30th, the last day of September 2015. It is a Wednesday. And just want to say, we have so much that's happening, and we're going to try to touch on some of it, some of the points that is being covered in mainstream media. But I want to actually bring you a different view, and then let's really talk about how do we prepare for this. Hey, but before we get into today's show, listen, Tando Radio Show is sponsored and brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So please support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the other programs that are brought to you by this network. In order for this to continue, we need support from you, the listeners. We need support via telling friends and family, and we need support from you contributing to the network to continue the overall message that we have in the programming that is here on the station. So if you benefit from it, then I believe that you have a real connection to it. So let's keep this going. And if you could make a monetary donation, however, whatever the size is, I know that there are so many things that you need to do, but think about what you've learned here at Tando Radio Show. Think about some of the things that you've supported that has given you so much less, but this network and these programs have given you so much more. So make your support where your real benefit is. So definitely go to Black Talk Radio Network and make a donation. You can find Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook. You can find it on the internet. You know how to reach Black Talk Radio Network. So please reach out and continue to allow that this programming will reach other people and bring you more information that you need to know. Also, go to Facebook and check us out, Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And you can see some of the articles that we're posting there, some things that we're going to talk about, the videos that we're going to play for the day. If we're going to play any videos or the guests that we're going to have on, you can find it there. So when you go to the Facebook page, also stop by and give us a like, or if you have a question or comment, definitely, definitely make it there. So this show is for you. And, you know, one of the things that was very important to me in starting the, you know, and bringing about the show, and for all of the people from CC to Scotty and Team Davis and, at Brother Braggs, we didn't know Brother Braggs at that time. But what the overall emphasis of the show was to get you prepared, to get you prepared for what's coming down the pipe. And I hope that that's what we've been doing for you. And things have drastically changed from that time, but the need to prepare has not subsided, and is only intensified. So with that being said, I want to thank you for supporting us this whole time, and we just continue to ask that you spread the word about the network and the show to your friends and family. Okay, so today's show. Jump into today's show. Oh, but before we get started, if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, you have a question, you have a comment, you can give us a call at area code 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. You'll hit pound Then you'll hit six star. Oh man, I messed that up, Scotty. I messed that up. I know you'll hit pound after 5490, and then you will actually mute yourself, and that will
yeah,
be
star 61.
Star 61. There you go. Star 61. That would you would hit star 6 just to listen in. But if you have a question or a comment you want to make, then hit a 1. Sorry about that, Scott. I don't know why I always forget that part of the whole show. But it's easy now. Star 61. So if you have a comment or question, definitely give us a call. 641-715-3660. And that's 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032. Then you would hit pound and then star 6 to mute yourself. You just want to listen in. Once you have a question or comment that you want, and you want to let me know, just hit 1 and that will prompt me and I will see you and bring you on. Would love to talk to you. So it's important that we have real dialogue. Okay. Well, today I want to talk about some of the major news as this world continues to move to a broader, more defined, global war, because we've been at it. This country has been at a state of war pretty much since it started. But now it's going to move into a more of a global war. And believe me, what you've seen in World War I and World War II won't be a part of World War III. It will be much, much worse. You will actually see the effects and the flight of war. And I'm looking at these countries and the regions of the world that are engaging in these actions of war. And it's nothing more than a depopulation program. They'll give you the theatrical script of some political, some social, some other reason, but when it comes to war, it's nothing more than mass murder. No other way to say it. And those that engage in mass murder intentionally engage in mass murder, and we allow them to get away with it. So funny, a man or a woman that kills one or two people, we'll say that they are terrorists or a murderer, but the individuals that kill millions and hundreds of thousands of people, we call them kings, presidents, ambassadors, prime ministers, heads of state. We are sick in the head. We really have a real sick society, and it's so uncivilized. It's the humanity of it all has been from far beyond reproach. We've seen this in all forms, from slavery, from manipulation and from financial slavery, from physical slavery against people. These things happen by the sanctions of the organizations that we so-called give authority. When I say we, I'm talking about the general public, and I'm talking about us individually. And as soon as we understand that, you know, the better. You know, one of the things that's so, so important is that, you know, we need to realize the culpability that we have to it. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to give you tell you a lie with a kiss. I'd rather smack you with the truth. And the truth is, we need to look at our involvement in this whole thing, because it doesn't work without us. It does not work without us. Now, once we start to make individual changes individually, now the responsibility is to maintain that and for other people to do it on their own. You can't make anyone do anything. But the most important thing is that you can do is you can require that everyone respects your right to freedom, because your freedom and my freedom ends where someone else's begins. And this is so important in this day and age that we define. Mainstream media is the problem. The governments are the problem. They go in front of each other and they give us this, like I said, this large, elaborate, theatrical, stage performances. And because of the way that we've been raised, we buy it. At some point, we need to stop buying it, or else we will not be on this planet living in a physical form. This is the truth of the whole matter. And it's now is the time for us to prepare and to get ourselves on one accord and to change not only change, we need to dismantle and establish a system that's based off of the humane treatment of everyone, not a selective treatment or a branding or a manipulation. No one needs a social security number. No one needs a number. Your individual number is one. That is the most important thing. We need to exercise our free wills against those that manipulate the system so that we can ways and means, so that we can, our way of life can provide for their means of life. This which needs to be destroyed. Hey, so what I want to do today is that, today, earlier this morning for us here, in this part of the world, Russia had gave an announcement in Baghdad to the U.S. telling them to pull all of their military aircraft out of the skies and do not fly. Why? Because they were going to be engaging in airstrikes, actively engaging in airstrikes. But what happened before that is that the parliament, the Russian parliament, gave authorization to Putin. This is such a, this is just the same thing over and over again. The Russian government gave authorization to Vladimir Putin to engage into military confrontation against terrorist groups within Syria. And so once they were given that authorization, they acted on it immediately. Immediately. And what did they do? They carried out airstrikes. But we're going to talk about this a little bit more. And what does this mean for you? It has very, very real means for you. Very real means for you. And it tells you that you need to really start preparing for what's happening now. It's not coming any longer. It's already happening. And the window of opportunity to prepare is quickly closing, to where the only thing that you're going to have to do now is to respond appropriately to conditions and environments that have been artificially created. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to give you some background of what's going on. Because, you know, in our community, we're pretty much the last to know anything, because we're in such a position that all of our energy has to go to maintaining a standard of living, or from keeping a standard of living from declining. And so we stay in the overall, the rat race of trying to stay ahead. And this is purposely done. So what I wanted to do is to give you a little history on what's going on in Syria, and it's a very one-sided view, but it's important that you know something. And then you'll be able to, from history, as I always like to look at history, and then you can see people in organizations for who they really are. And a lot of the organizations that try to come off as ones that mean the people good are the very ones that are smothering, suffocating, choking, disenfranchising, and killing masses amount of people through the continuous act of political genocide that continues to happen throughout the world. So until we stop giving authority to what we're told authority looks like, the only authority that you had, that you need to recognize, is the one that was given to you, to the authority to, for you to live free and independent. That's the only one that matters. No other man is more important than you, regardless of his person. We need to really get away from respecting persons and have an understanding and respect for people. There's a big difference. A person is not a human being. A person is not a human being. So let's go to the video. It's a relatively short video, but it's a pretty good one. Let me set up here real quick.
Like tunnel.
But we're good to go. Go ahead. Let's start with the video.
To rebel-held areas, their sole link to the outside world. and above us, a killing ground. Tonight, Panorama takes you inside the Syrian regime's bloodiest assault on its own people. Over 4 months, we were smuggled in and out to cover a life or death struggle for democracy.
I've never seen a ferocity, the sheer bloody mindedness of them to eradicate the place of both buildings and people.
Now the uprising in Homs has been crushed, and the regime is facing allegations of war crimes. Still, Western governments agonize. Arming the rebels could lead to civil war. But if they don't, how else can the killing be stopped? We first entered Syria late last year, illegally, from neighboring Lebanon. The regime doesn't allow free access for journalists. For us, this is the only way in. We follow men running guns to the insurgents. Each carries 3 rifles. The last smugglers to pass this way, just a few hours earlier, were ambushed by an army patrol. The next day, activists lead us into Homs. They're risking their lives to help us. Final destination, the district of Baba Amr. We're warned, if the army spots us, they will shoot. The city we've entered is Syria's 3rd largest. Homs is the toughest center of resistance to the country's police state, nowhere more than the district of Baba Amr, home to 30,000 people. That night, we're taken to a street protest. However tiny, this is part of what they call Free Syria. For the protesters, just being here could mean arrest. This is an act of defiance. This is the Syrian uprising. They've been doing this every day for nearly a year. And they have to protest here, in these side streets, or risk being shot. They exercise liberties they've only dreamt of before, like mocking the president. Bashar Assad and his father before him have ruled over Syria for 40 years. The regime says these people are criminals and terrorists. Dissent is met with brute force. In Baba Amr, they're hemmed in by armored vehicles. In the district streets, the fear is suffocating. Surrounded by children and grandchildren, we meet Rashida Al-Yassin. She tells me she lost 3 generations of her family in the past few months. Her grandson Khaled was killed by Syrian forces. He'd simply gone out to get food.
On Friday, there was no bread. So he said, "I will bring you some from our house." On the way, a shell came down and hit him on his shoulder.
Her son, Ali, was shot and killed as he joined a protest after praying at the mosque.
Given our situation, I expected something like this. The way they are hitting us, I expected such a thing. The protest was peaceful. They were holding olive branches and shouting, God is great.
Her husband and a brother-in-law died too. In response, militiamen have taken to the streets. They're here, they say, to protect the people, part of a new force, the Free Syrian Army. All are deserters from the government forces.
They told us to shoot the protesters. I refused. I cannot kill my own countrymen. The officers are pigs. I turned my gun around and shot at the officer that gave the order. I shot at him and ran.
Almost from the beginning, it's been Syrian government propaganda that armed groups, or armed gangs as they're described, are supporting the opposition. Now, after months of protesters being shot down in the streets, that myth has become reality.
More and more are joining the insurgency. A gun battle signals another defection. Soldiers are running into Baba Amr under cover of darkness, fired on by members of their old unit. Five make it out, but a sixth man does not.
We heard him screaming, but then we were under heavy fire. We couldn't go back to get him. The other soldiers were chasing us.
How many follow these men to join the Free Army will determine the outcome of the revolution. New front lines were emerging, following sectarian divisions. Most of the country is Sunni Muslim, but its rulers come from a minority sect, the Alawites. Syria isn't yet a simple story of Sunnis against Alawites and their allies, the Shiites and Christians. But it could become that. From Baba Amr, it was starting to look like a war of neighborhood against neighborhood. Abu Muhammad is one of its defenders. Before the uprising, he was a tobacco smuggler. He says there was no other work for Sunni Muslims. Now he's one of those in charge. He says government snipers attack from just across the road. The gunmen here insist their role is solely to protect civilians. But there's no doubt the conflict is escalating.
We set out to ambush some of the snipers firing at civilians from the rooftops. Thanks be to God, we succeeded in killing at least one.
These are the streets of Baba Amr.
But the target for the district's new breed of citizen journalists, like this British Syrian, remains President Assad.
Every second a rocket could land right next.
After he shot the first bullet, killed the first guy, he actually shot the fear in our hearts. No one was scared anymore. We would rather die than to live under his control.
Baba Amr's people had a promise from the rebels. They would never abandon them. But we left wondering, how long could they hold out? After 2 months, we're able to return to Homs, still in rebel hands. On the way, we meet a large group of Free Army fighters. We join them as they prepare to attack a nearby army base. They're going to try to get this bomb up to the entrance and detonate it. It's just before dawn. The attack is big, 100 men. They seem well trained and have a battle plan. They're to start it by firing the heaviest weapons in their arsenal, even though they have just 2 of them. Then the base starts to return fire, just as our cameraman Fred Scott is filming.
Sun came up, shooting started, and nothing really went to plan.
The rebels mainly have Kalashnikovs. The army artillery. Mortars start to drop on the hillside.
We were pretty much pinned down the whole time until it's time to go.
Okay, Paul and Fred, move with the guys.
After nearly an hour of exchanging fire like this, we had to run away.
Get across this fast. Go, go. That's a bad place here.
They don't get their bomb even close to the base. The attack has failed.
Okay, can you tell me when?
I don't know. Yeah.
All of these men are Syrian army defectors. And they've been attacking in the base below, men who until only recently were their comrades in arms.
Remarkably, they escape without casualties. The rebels believe that most of the army wants to join them. But the commander of this rebel unit is tired of waiting.
If they wanted to defect, they would have gone long ago. The crimes of the Assad regime, from the start of this revolution until now, are very clear. So they don't have any excuse not to defect. They should be with us.
For some, this is a religious war, and one they feel they're winning. But while we were with them, the regime was preparing an offensive. It would start just a few miles away, in Homs. The shelling is relentless, indiscriminate. Artillery against residential areas. We head towards the city. We're told it's impossible to get in. The government army is attacking from the Christian, Shiite and Alawite areas. The rebel Free Army has fallen back to the Sunni enclave of Baba Amr. It's surrounded. But the rebels have a lifeline, a tunnel, right under the front lines. We slip through the outer cordon around Homs. This was the uprising's best-kept secret, the only way in or out of Baba Amr.
We ran into a metal shed, and there was a gaping hole, and 6 inches of mud, and climbed down these rungs about 20 feet into pitch blackness. What the hell is going on here?
It's a water course, 2 miles long, less than 5 feet high. I'm ahead, with Fred Scott filming behind. We try to run. We don't want to be here if a Syrian patrol starts dropping grenades down. Above ground, we emerge into a ghost town. It already seems very different from the last time we were here. The streets are empty. Everyone's waiting for the next round of shelling to begin.
بابا عمر 2011 بابا عمر تخطف الله أكبر
المشفى ضرب المشفى
Shells come in every few seconds. It's not a battle. Baba Amma has no heavy weapons.
The shelling's been going on here all morning now. And what you hear over and over again from the people is that they feel abandoned by the outside world.
We take cover in a house. A family's sheltering too. But the houses here have thin walls, no basements. There's barely any protection.
The children are so afraid. They follow me around the house. I say, don't worry, everything will be okay. God will take revenge for us.
The makeshift clinics are overwhelmed. There are no supplies and few doctors. People come here because they're afraid of arrest at a state hospital. Even here, many hide their faces, terrified the regime will hunt them down. Still, one man wants to tell the world 11 members of his family have died, 5 of them children.
They were under 13 years of age. They were killed at the same time by a cluster bomb. We couldn't tell one piece of them from another when we came to bury them.
People here had hoped the UN would protect them. But that morning, Russia and China vetoed a resolution to help. They're angry at their Arab neighbors too. Why aren't they helping? The people here are afraid. The regime believes it has a free hand to do whatever it wants. Undoubtedly, most of the victims are civilians, many children. Wrapped in the shroud is a 7-year-old girl, killed in the shelling. The attendant carefully writes her name, Hanadi. He's done this for 4 members of his own family too. Hanadi must be buried at night. Daytime is too dangerous. Even now, even here, they are attacked. There's no family, no prayers, and little dignity. By now, tanks were at the edges of Baba Amma, and it seemed they were about to come in.
We could definitely feel that time was up for Baba Amma, and the intensity of the shelling meant that we had a chance to go, and we took it.
We're able to escape, but a small group of journalists comes in after us. Like us, they stay in the media center. It's really just an apartment used by activists, but it has a generator, internet, and hot water. The activists believe it's only the media coverage that is restraining the regime.
What is killing this regime is the media. This is the strongest weapon we've got right now in Homs. It's getting the news out. If we weren't getting the news out, how is the world going to know what's going on inside of Syria?
Among the journalists at the house, Marie Colvin, one of the best and bravest foreign correspondents of her generation. This was her last report.
I watched a little baby die today. Absolutely horrific. Just a 2-year-old
been hit. They stripped it and found the shrapnel had gone into the left chest, and the doctor just said, I can't do anything, and his little tummy just kept heaving until he died. That is happening over and over and over.
After a number of near misses, a devastating volley finds the media center. Marie's photographer was injured in the blast.
We realized the house was taking direct hits. At that point, obviously, adrenaline's high. I, stupidly enough, was actually looking for my camera at the time, thinking the attack was over and I would get a few shots of the chaos in the house when the shell hit.
The impact reduced the building to rubble. Marie Colvin and a French photographer, Remy Oschlik, were killed instantly. Did the regime deliberately target them? The attack certainly removed the last independent witnesses, just as the army closed in. A month later, we decide to try to go back. For a third time, we're heading to the Syrian border. This morning, after 25 days of continuous shelling, the Syrian ground attack began in Baba Amr. We hear it has already fallen.
We're just about to cross the border, and it's always pretty tense, but there's a feeling that this time things are more chaotic than ever.
We're travelling with rebel fighters. We're still in what they like to call Free Syria, though that's shrinking fast. As children here enjoy the snow, a few miles away, the rebel front line is collapsing. The wounded are already starting to come out ahead of the government advance. The security force
toured areas in Baba Amru and reported the huge devastation caused by the armed terrorist groups who committed horrific crimes against civilians there.
The people of Baba Amr, getting drinking water from snow, might not agree with that. But they told me time and again they felt betrayed by the Free Army. Baba Amr's Free Army is divided. Some wanted to stay. Others said leaving was the only way to stop the shelling and save the civilians.
It took 25 days for the Syrian army, with all its might, to capture just one neighborhood of Homs. We will always be proud of this. We will hold our heads high because of it until the day we die.
But there are other questions about the rebels. This shocking video shows Syrian army prisoners captured in December. The rebels told me they executed all of them, saying they were guilty of war crimes. This will worry Western governments as they debate arming the rebels. In the wake of the Free Army's retreat, Baba Amr was emptying. We met just a small part of the exodus.
These people have been sneaking out of Homs through the orchards, not through any official checkpoints. And we're told that several thousand have made it out in exactly the same way.
One of them addresses President Assad directly.
To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or
this
press star to
for
return
3 days
to the conference.
To avoid the soldiers. They're terrified of what government forces are doing. Now they're back in control.
Whoever they catch on a checkpoint is dead. Dead.
They took our boys and men. They took the boys from the houses and the men at the checkpoint.
Everywhere we go, we meet groups of women and children without men. The Ibrahim family tell me they witnessed a massacre. Dozens of men and boys were seized, they say, killed in the street. Four of their own family, including a 12-year-old boy.
They laid them all on the ground. The soldiers were pinning them down with their boots, while four of them were cutting their throats. They did this with the knives. Their hands were tied behind their backs like this. Then they started slaughtering them.
There was a raid. My father went to open the door. I said to him, run away. He told me, but I haven't done anything. And he opened the door and they took him. My uncle, my brother, my cousin too.
Can such horror stories be true? We can't know for certain yet. But yesterday, pictures emerged of bodies apparently in the place the family describe. The regime denies it's responsible for war crimes, blaming the rebels. President Assad insists he's all that stands in the way of all-out civil war. He's refusing to stand down, refusing to negotiate. But has the uprising really been crushed?
We'd rather live under missiles, under bullet fire, and we're free. We will never go back to the way we used to live. Never.
Baba Amr paid dearly for its defiance. What was done here was intended perhaps as a warning to the rest of the country. Many of those we spoke to for this film have since been killed. The sniper, Abu Muhammad. The commander, Abu Yahya. And Rashida, who lost her husband, son and grandson, herself shot by a sniper. As 7-year-old Hanadi is buried, has the regime really won a lasting victory? That depends on whether international outrage hardens into action. For now, the outside world remains paralyzed, a spectator as Syria collapses into civil war.
All right, everyone, we're going to go to a commercial break and then come back and we're going to talk about what's going on and what is it that you need to know. So you're listening to Tando Talk Radio Network. Let's go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we will definitely jump into this conversation. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Lynn, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Hey, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. We need to talk about it. We need to prepare our people. The number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032, then hit pound, then star 61. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you have a question or a comment. And I wanted to play this for so many reasons, and I posted it inside of Tando Radio Show so that you can actually see this yourself. There was a lot of CNN reporters that was there, and the embedded reporters were all from mainstream media from within the United States. And it's so funny to me how the embeddedness that they have, the access that they have, is nothing more than it's all contrived. It's not sincere at all. And so, you know, one of the things that was very plain and clear to me was some of the tactics that were being used. You could tell where they learned some of those tactics from the standpoint of for people that understand military tactics, from the time of the day that they did their so-called attack. That was classic American teaching. Then also was the weaponry. If you were able to notice some of the weaponry, there was a M60 and a M16. Those are exclusively pretty much done by the U.S. government. So there's two sides to every story. And the thing about what happened there was that in Homs today, in that region that this film was taken back in 2011, 2012, that was where Russia bombed today, because that is known as one of the hubs of the Free Syrian Army and the Free Syrian Rebels, who were all there, and they, you know, that's who they say that they were. And so there's a big debate and controversy over that, because, you know, they're trying to say that Russia was supposed to be attacking ISIS, but they didn't attack them. They actually attacked people that were actually engaging in a civil war against Assad. And if you know anything about Russia, what did you think that they were going to do? They have a vested interest in the Assad government. They have their only blue water naval port that's there in that area. But this is the real reason. It has everything to do with resources. The battle right now is for Syria because of the pipeline and the natural gas that will roll through there in the future. Syria is not going to give it up. Russia has a relationship with Syria. They're not going to give it up. They have a natural interest to it, because if they're able to choke and get Syria in Iran, guess what happens? They're able to smother and kill Russia. And Russia understands that this is a war of autonomy, and it's a real battlefield chessboard. Position, position, position. See, this is what they won't tell you, what the real truth is. But let me tell you what's really going on here. It's the government battling and maintaining resources to enslave the everyday person. This is what we're really, really being threatened with. And I would definitely say that what you see in the Syrian war, every major war, World War I, World War II, was all started from a false flag created and propagated by the government. The Spanish American War, all of them. The Syrian war that you see now is an extension of what has been playing on for so long, and is a direct correlation to New York. And these lots who happen because they're positioning, there's a game that they're playing. And the game that they're playing is called ruling. To rule over. And I would say to all of you, go to a dictionary and look up the word government. And what does it mean? It means to rule. And this is what you get when you have rulers. Illegitimate rulers, because no man is entitled, mandated, anointed ruler over another. No life is more valuable than any other. They don't have supreme freedom because of some form of hierarchy or nepotism or or because of a hierarchy system. That only happens when freedom is lost are given away by the general public at large. So what you're seeing in Syria right now is going to expand. And I hope that you're taking note to the expansion of the Syrian war is the introduction to world war. Now you have Russia, not even during the Cuban Missile Crisis, that you have the potential for all-out war. The Cuban Missile Crisis wasn't even as broad as this. It was controlled within a confined area. But see, what's happening with Syria is multifaceted in different geographical places all throughout the country. Right now, there's an economic war that has already been waged, and you already have a winner and a loser. Now the battle is for the resources, and then it's going to be a battle of the overall controlling factors for the future. And if you look at it from a strategical standpoint, all of these governments are in a big fraternity against us. This is why you have the Georgia Guidestones. This is why you have the massive killing of people through war. The depopulation program. Totally. And they easily get us to think that you're an American. No, you're a living spirit. There's no such thing. There is no such thing as the United States. All you have is rulers. All we have is rulers. And you know, one of the things I always take notice when I fly, I notice what God has created and what man has lied about. Every time I look out the window and I look down at the earth that God has created, I don't see any lines. I don't see any nations. I don't see a map. I don't see a distribution of resources. I see the beauty in all within the beauty that was made by the great creator God Almighty. But as soon as you land, and even while you're in the plane, you'll see a map that tells you where the boundaries of your limitations are. And we accept it. They're called borders. And through those borders, they're able to massage, they're able to nurture, and they're able to bring about a propaganda of murder and justify it. Under the flag of colors, under the flag of patriotism, and under the control of a government, we have become our own worst enemy. And until we start to realize how we've been manipulated and conned, this will continue to happen. You can't stop it by participating in it. We're going to have to walk away. We're definitely going to have to walk away from it. So, hey, we'd love to hear from you. Get in on the conversation. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032. Hit pound after you hit 32, and then star 61 if you have a question or comment that you would like to make known, or you want to say something. What is your feeling about this? Is this something that's important to you? I think it's very, very important, and we need to lay out a plan of preparing for what's coming down the pipe. And when we come back in this next hour, I want to talk solely about preparing about for this, because it's not like we've not seen this before. We've seen it oh so many times. We've seen it when Germany became indebted to the United States. And because of their indebtedness, the people lost all of their so-called freedom and became extremely poor. And you had the collapse of the currency within the Weimar Republic. And at that time, there was a group, a cult named the Nazis that ran for political office, and they lost before. But they came along at the appropriate time. And guess what? They weren't not being prophets. They said that they will be back and they will win the next time. And then what happened? The next time they came, they won. Not because they knew, but because they knew the script. They knew the fix was in. And they had to bring about the overall controlling of everyone's mind and what they thought to divide everyone for the appropriate decisions and the appropriate mandate set by the controlling factors of the world, the very few individuals that control the overall resources, government, corporations, industries, religions, and institutions that rule you, that rule us. So this is what we're starting to see. You're starting to see, and you know, what happened in the past, it worked so well, they just repeat it. It's cyclical, goes in circle. Now the new Germany is where you live now, in the so-called United States, here. Germany and the United States mirrored each other almost to the T. And it mirrored each other not only in its theological practices, its religious beliefs, its common law ability, its economic base. And the exact same thing that destroyed Germany, that brought on the advent of the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, is happening here right now. But they won't teach you this in their grade schools. They don't want you to know the truth. Only thing that they want you to know is ask not what you can do, what your country can do for you, but ask what you could do for your country. Nothing. There is no such thing. That's why we chase a false facade of freedom. They have us in a realm that doesn't even exist. It only exists because we give energy to it, because that's the power of your energy. Whatever you give energy to, it gives life to it. So we need to remove our energy from the system of destruction. You've seen it before. You've heard it all before. Why would we do something insane and expect something different by doing the exact same thing? But they even know, and they're smart enough to know, don't teach them history because maybe they'll choose something else. This is why Black Talk Radio Network is so relevant and so important. But hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 54-9032#, and then hit *61 to get your question or comment. We'd love to hear from you. It's better to have a monologue instead of a dialogue. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that are unfolding as we speak, and then we need to get into how to prepare for this, because this is already here. It's already past the point of no return. The operations have started. The depopulation is in place and unfolding as we speak. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to delve into this head first. We'll be right back.
This is Ron Hayes with Hood News, and you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.
They never want to beat him on the back. See, America, in terms of where she goes and, you know, like who she controls, a whole sphere of influence is diminishing. America is fighting on about 5 or 6 different fronts right now. Latin America, you know, like Africa, Middle East, and Vietnam, and here domestically. So I think that, you know, given the system and given that it operates off the military-industrial complex, which means that war is profitable and that, you know, like General Steel, our USS Steel, must make steel for tanks to hire people, you know, to give people jobs so they can spend the money to buy other goods. The very fact that the system operates off that principle means that when the man comes back, when the man is run out of every country, then it will become necessary to wage war in his own country.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone, to back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We have a couple of callers. Want to definitely get to those callers. We're talking about this war that we're being pushed into, and you're being sucked in, vacuumed in into this war because we haven't changed our ways, and we keep at telling them that they need to change their ways. It's impossible for them to change their ways. But before we go to that, I just want to give you some breaking news. Apparently, in which I kind of knew this was going to happen, apparently the government shutdown was avoided until the 11th of December. But believe me, they're going to spring this shutdown at the appropriate time. So they just stayed off for, what, two more months? But that's what we're looking at for right now. Listen, take as much time as you can to prepare because they have a very, very deviant plan for you all. So, hey, let's go to some of the callers that we have waiting in the queue, and because I don't like to keep them waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's your name? Where you're calling from? What's your question or comment?
Brother Davis, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Brother Davis, what's going on?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Brother Davis, can you hear us? We can hear you, Brother Davis. Brother Davis, we can hear you. Brother Davis? All right, if you can hear us, Brother Davis, try to call us back on another line. We could hear you, but you just couldn't
Couldn't hear him no more. He kept going out, yeah, so it sounds like he has a bad connection. He could,
yeah, exactly. Brother Davis, give us a call back. Brother Davis, give us a call back. You there?
I'm here, brother. How are
you? Okay, there you go. We can hear you now. Yeah, Brother Davis, your connection is bad. We can hear you at spots. Give us a call when you get a little better reception.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, no, there you go. Go ahead now, Brother
Davis.
No,
I think he needs to call back, Brother Dave. It's only coming in spotty. Sometimes if you establish a new connection, that will solve the problem.
Okay, got you. Yes, Scotty, you're right. Okay. All right, Brother Davis, give us a call back. All right, let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your comment or question?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Peace, peace.
Peace. What's up, Brother Braggs? How you feeling?
All right, man. Look, my observations for the day was just this. This battle for assets and position is warming up. These people have to get their position over there in that area. Already they got, I don't even know how many bases we got over there, installations they put in over the years, covertly. But they're in position. This is the big takeover. Everybody better wake up. Things are getting ready to change. We got no assets over here, minerally, diamonds and whatnot. That's what they're going for. That's the whole thing with Israel over there. They're the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
For the USA, England, Great Britain, whatever you want to call them. Just that great push that history been telling us about. We watching it unfold. So that's just my observation. I could be wrong. That's just my opinion. But I do a lot of reading, and I watch these people. That's what I do.
Brother Brad, I don't think you're wrong at all. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
I'm a seeker, and I look for this information because we all should be up on this game. Look, the other thing that I wanted to say, I want everybody to look inside and real good. No matter where you find your position at, we all one people. I don't care if you're light-skinned, green eyes, you black, you from Africa, that's your base. We Africans. They trying to disconnect us from our people and our people from us. And they've done a good job because they did a psychological number on both sides of the ocean. The only way that anything is going to change, we want to break this illusion of that reality that you're talking about. We got to come up out their reality. And look, you telling these people about energy, that's some real shit. Pardon my French. Once
right.
We move to that internal power, that's what they don't want you all to get on. They don't want you to get on your spiritual tip, which is what makes you a beast, but you don't know it. Now, I'm not talking religion. I'm talking spiritual. I'm talking about go back to your ancestor and find out what they use to put the mojo on these niggas, and we're going to work these boys. And pardon my French, I'm just getting fired. I don't usually use nigger because I don't point that at anybody because I believe in niggas.
Yeah.
And that's an Ethiopian sovereign.
Right.
And that's
right.
What I am. Wherever I am, my base, I'm in America. We've been here. We're there. We're everywhere. As they went through and fragmented us, and that's what I'm talking about. We got to connect that them puzzle pieces and put it back in track like it's supposed to be. We no longer going to be minions for people who control our thoughts. But people got to come alive. You got to stop being aggressive to one another. You got to go inward. If you want to be aggressive, turn it outward on the right source. Stop hurting each other. Support Bill. That's how we got to roll.
Right, brother, right.
I'm done.
I'm going to be quiet because
I got to calm myself back.
Man, you know we love you, brother, right? Yeah, you're right. We have to rebuild. We have to totally turn away from the system. And the most important thing that we can do is turn our backs on it because it can only exist off the energy that we give it.
It's a parasitic system. Right. It's a parasite. It's like a dog and a flea. It's like dogs and fleas. You let that bug keep sucking your blood, it's going to eventually weaken you, sicken you, and kill you. You got to get that bug up off you. So that means you stay out them bushes. You stay away from it. Move away from it. You don't need
right.
it. He done proved you. Look, all he want to do is kill us in the street. What you need him for? Build from within, and we'll be fine. Hey, look, keep it black. That's what I'm talking about. Keep it African. Keep it real. See,
you know,
we easily identify, but that's why they pick us out. So just check out what I'm saying. Just listen to what I'm saying. We easily identify, so we know who we are. But see, the only thing about that, we don't know the evil that lurks in the hearts of mice and men.
Mm.
So that's another conversation. I'm going to leave it right there.
I love it, Brother Braggs. It's so true that we have to re-energize and come out of the system that has been thrust upon us, but it can't hold us unless we allow ourselves to sit where we are. Our energy is so strong. So, hey, I think we got Brother Davis back. Let's go back to him. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. Brother Davis, you there? Brother David?
Hello?
Yes. Sister Davis, hey, what's going on?
Hold on. Let me give him the phone. Hold on.
Okay. Great, great.
It's on this one.
What are these for?
Hey, Brother David. Yeah, we can hear you perfectly. What's going on? Thanks for calling back.
Peace.
Can you hear me, brother?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Brother David. I don't think Brother Davis can hear us.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he can hear us. So we're going to, Brother Davis,
sounds like
Davis,
he's
try,
distant.
Like,
get
in a better cell situation.
Well, it sounded fine when Mrs. Davis called in. We could hear her just fine, but it just sounded like he's,
yeah.
You know, not speaking directly into the phone, but I don't know what the situation is. Nothing we can do on our end.
No, nothing we could do. Nothing we could do. We know. So, hey, Brother, Sister Davis, give us a call back. So, now that we have, and Brother Braggs was so true on what he was saying, is that, you know, our energy is so desired. It is so powerful. It creates life. Think about it. What does the great creator do? Create. Our energy creates. It's a creation that can create and be a creator. So whatever we give our energy to, create. And we need to stop giving our energy to this system, because this system has it in a way in such that it will kill all of us and not allow and to minimize and to disenfranchise us from being who we really are. Who we really are. So it's so important that we understand that. Now we know that we've been dealing with the overall authoritative controlling factors for many years. And all of us have been born into this, and there are very few people that you know that have ever been free. Very few people that you know that have ever been truly free. But that does not mean that one cannot liberate themselves. And it starts with, first of all, your own energy and your own mind. Free yourself first, and then live in that freedom. And then now establish a lifestyle around that. So right now, some of the things that I think that we really need to do is, one, we need to position ourselves so that fear will not overtake us. We need to reposition ourselves so that fear cannot overtake us. If you've ever been around someone that is fearless, the one that is trying to manipulate them understands that they have someone that they can't control. They call them uncontrollable.
And you're marked.
And you're marked. And then right away, what happens? They want to get rid of you. But see, they want to get rid of you in a very effective, efficient way. So that others that would, everyone else who's capable of that, and that's everyone, would deter themselves from becoming that way. So then they marginalize, ostracize, and lie. And create a paradigm of deception. So one of the first things that we have to do is protect ourselves from fear. Fear of physical death. Fear of...
There's no physical death. That's what they taught us. That's what they believe. Everything that they believe. Look at that. Let me just give you a quick rundown on some other stuff. We getting ready to go into this Day of Evil. That's what I call it, Halloween, with folks running around. They used to do such debauchery on the day of Halloween. It was when the evilest spirits came back alive. Now, why are you celebrating that? Why would you celebrate that? That's not what we're about. Look, we want our ancestors to walk with us. They lead the path. See, it's a whole different, and people don't even think about this. We're a whole different people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you get into who we really are and cast away these, look, stop worshiping these people. That's our problem. Do us. You, yeah. Me, us, we. And look, at my house, my kids never even fought. First of all, they didn't want to look at my face. So, you know, we settle things with our minds. We don't put our hands on each other. Our bodies are sacred. And I want our brothers, man, please get into us, brothers. Listen to me. I'm pleading with sisters and brothers. I ain't going to say nothing against you, Jesus. I'm not going to bother you. All I'm saying is get into you. Get into your ancestors. Stop following these people. I could tell you a whole bunch about that, but I'm going to leave that alone because I don't want none of y'all mad at me. Because you will be mad at me, because I'm going to tell you the truth.
No, Brother Braggs, you know, and if...
I'm going to tell you where everything comes from. I'm going to tell you where you could go see where everything comes from. I'm saying I break this stuff down to the smallest common denominator. I'll send you to where the indoctrination process for religion in the States comes from. Go read the whole, you can Google it and read what they thought of you. They used the same campaign King Leopold used religion the same way to kill 10 million Congolese.
Yep.
They've been using this religion. They didn't kill, they didn't burn sisters at the stake. Guess what? Guess why they would burn them at the stake? First of all, in medieval Europe, because that's what it was. It was evil. And it was no mid. It was all the way evil. But anyway, they would burn a woman because she had knowledge. She's a witch, and they would light you up.
Yeah.
The black cat, it was good luck. always good luck to the Egyptian and whatnot. White man take it, it's evil. So you got to look into our beliefs, because guess what? All they did is take the original and corrupt everything. And I'm telling you, you study, your eyes will, the veil will be lifted.
It's exactly, Brother Wright. It's a matter of questioning. You have to question everything, because the truth stands on its own. And a lot of us don't want to question things because we've been taught not to, based in fear of losing our eternal spirit. Who told you that? It can't be done. So hold on, Brother Davis is back. Let's pull him up. One second.
All right.
Welcome, Brother Davis. You're back.
Am I live yet?
Yes, you are. What's going on, Brother Davis?
Hey, brother, I'm being blessed every day.
Yes, yes,
when
yes.
When I turned the show on tonight and I heard the Syrians, the conflict that was going on over there, listen, that ain't nothing but America's policies returning to them in the same aggressive way that they put them out there.
Right.
Every time we make an action, there's an equal and positive reaction. Now, it may not be in the moment of that action, but what you literally were hearing was human sin, man's inhumanity to man. Anytime man takes the life of another man, that's a sin against the cosmic universe. So therefore, it's something that is not about our nature. You have to develop that for your own reasonings, and that's what Westernization does. It develops its greed to its own reasoning. Now,
say that. Wait. Hold on, Brother Davis. You got to say that again, because that is so, so true. And I hope, you know, the listeners really catch what you just said. If you would just repeat that again, because that is what they're able to do, is they're able to substantiate and validate their evil through their program.
Actually, it's only through their eyes.
Right.
Because they don't want to deal directly with truth. The truth never changes. But if you create an image, perfect example is money. And in that image, you create a value that is respected by other people. They may not see the true concept behind it, but literally it's been designed to manipulate all of those who see the value in it. So therefore they create their own value. And in order to get them to be manipulated, they have to have a standard. That standard is, what is your cost? What will it cost me to get you to meet my standard? And that's the role money plays. So therefore, you can literally change life. You can change morality. You can change people based on how they value money. It's not of God. Let me make that very clear. And when I say it's not of God, I mean it's not a product of the cosmos. Because in the cosmos, every energy is supported by another energy. Now, if you don't quite understand that, if you have a relationship with a person and that person edifies you, then they're giving you energy that you can grow by. And when you give them energy back that they are edified by, that's energy they can grow by. Now, that's called the positive transference of cosmic energy. And the reason why is because in a positive transference, everything that involves the energy grows.
Right.
And we have to understand that what is going on with war has nothing to do with positivity. And the reason why it doesn't, it's because war has been designed by those who have greed to feed the need for their greed. So it really may be insignificant as to why the war is going on to those Syrians that are dying over there. They are the true victims. But even in saying that, do the warmongers is rationalization. He calls that collateral damage.
Yep.
We call it the destruction of humanity.
Exactly, Brother David.
If we are true to ourselves, what we want to do is embrace everybody's life as a whole, because its value is not based on how I see them, but how much they enjoy their life. I hope y'all got all of that.
Oh, man. Brother, you know what? Brother Bragg and Brother Davis, you know, I really, really do appreciate you two brothers, because, you've seen a lot in your life. You've experienced a lot in your life, and your passion and your love for the people is great. It supersedes the overall ill will that's placed out, because, you know, Brother Davis, you said some things that was so true, and until we start to look at each other for who we are and not what we can get from someone else, and stop actually attaching ourselves to things and have relationships with living things, there's no thing. You know, my niece told me, Uncle David, you never see a dollar bill that has ever kissed you or given you a hug. And it is so true. We've destroyed our relationship through the deception, through fear and greed and manipulation. And we continue to allow that to rule us, and we buy into it, and then we try to get what is in it for us. Nothing of life and prosperity, only death and destruction. Because now we live in a paradigm of death and destruction and fear and lies and deceit. And so eloquently, it is what we're really dealing with. And the truth of the matter, as you said, they don't want you to see the truth of things, because then you'll see the fullness and the beauty of you. And so this is what I firmly believe. Go ahead.
Absolutely. See, the essence of each individual is a gift to that one who's exposed to it. So therefore, if you and I never meeting, the gift that I received in our interaction and the gift that you receive in our interaction is the blessing of that relationship. And see, there's nothing material involved.
Right.
This is what you call our harmonious connection. And this is how life was originally designed. But you have to understand, Westernism teaches you fear. And the reason why it teaches you fear is because it has to create a value. How do you create a value? By teaching you something you cannot control in order to give you something you will want to possess, i.e. money. So if they give you enough fear, you will accept money and what money can do. And when you become to accept money, you accept the materialism that money offers, and you don't realize what is going on in your psyche is that you are trading your spiritual self. That's right.
Integrity.
You are trading
your integrity. Your essence. Can't sell your
absolutely.
Essence. You'll be
but
sorry
you know
if
what?
You do.
Absolutely. But you have to understand, Western psychology teaches everybody is for sale. Now, it's a totally wrong understanding.
It is.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But understand, until you realize, and see, that's why you see all this stuff on TV, like these, what's the new shows? I can't even think of those shows.
Yeah. Trying to hook our young girls.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
listen,
yeah.
I don't look at it, but I heard them talking about it, talking about they got all this. I don't knock nobody, all these people with different lifestyles right on the tube. Why do your little children have to see that if that's not in your household? But the other part is you can turn it off. You can turn it off, though. But my thing is this. You're exposing people, and that's what this information age does. It exposes people before they're ready. And some people may never be ready to see or accept certain things.
But when they're little children,
you don't want to corrupt the essence before they even know who they are. I'm talking about sexually confusing people who have no orientation right now. And that's all I'm talking about.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But you have to understand, they can't be fair. if they were fair.
No, I understand.
That's right.
No justice.
So therefore, what they want to do is they want you to glance through the windows of your eyes. When you do that, you allow them to transplant an image on the other side.
Subconscious.
And then that image, or the transplanted on the other side, literally is a seed of evil. And that's the purpose behind what they do. Absolutely.
Planting seeds.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
subconscious, they're subtle. They're subtle. You don't know it.
Right. They have to be subtle. It can't be overt. Because
they keep bombarding
the psychology.
Subconscious is like a sponge when you're not paying attention. That's why in movies, that's why I stopped watching a lot of movies. I used to be a movie buff, but they hit you with so much stuff. And when I started studying symbolism, I was like, oh my gosh. I just was like, man, some symbols will really blow your mind. We'll talk sometime. We can talk.
There's geometry.
But it's more than that. Some of it is phallic going to the Catholic Church, but that's a whole nother different conversation. Because I just study everything, so I don't want to confuse anybody when I start.
No, you're good.
I wouldn't confuse
you.
All I know, but some people might not understand what I'm talking about.
No,
most Catholic churches are phallic symbols. That cross, chapel. Sunrise. It's a lot of stuff on that church. People don't pay attention to it. The arch over the door, raising sun. A lot of things, man.
Yep. Go ahead, buddy.
Let me say this: that everybody's life has a tape, and in that tape, you can remember things that you've experienced, but you don't realize what most of the imprints that are on that tape are not yours. They have been planted by images you have seen from the television. And the reason being is because if they can confuse you enough psychologically, that makes you easier to manipulate because you get lost in the images and not the reality of self. And that is their purpose.
Yep, that is so true. And then you look at now, right now, the digital age is actually conforming, developing, nurturing, and creating the thought patterns and the ambitions of our young people instead of the true ancestral ties and the true human relations with people being taught by their parents, being taught by people that really care for them. It is a digital world. And if you look at young people nowadays, they have an attachment towards the digital age more than they do to any other person around them. And this is...
Hey, Dave, you want to say an artificial attachment?
Yeah, an artificial. Right. That's exactly it. It's an artificial attachment. It's a facade. There is no connection that's made. We surrendered our free will to the technology and to the fad of the day. We surrendered ourselves to the system. And that's what is so... destructive in nature. And I'm glad Brother Davis and, you know, and Brother Braggs is here. And, you know, Brother Davis talked about the money system and how they get given an instrument that had a tool that has no real value and told you that it has value and brought into your life the value of it when it's valueless. It has no value other than the authority that they give it. And when you surrender to that authority, now you live in their heaven. You live in their hell. And you live
everybody
in their
was in their reality. Their reality is like a glass house about to crumble. They throw rocks at that illusion.
Yes. Yeah, so true.
That's
Brother
true,
Ryan.
But brothers, we also have to understand that they have gone to the next level. See, right now, and public education.
Hold on, Brother Davis. Hold on one second. We got to go to a commercial break real quick. When we come back,
okay.
We're going to come back so you can make that point. Listen, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and then star 61. You listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Elliot Booker, host of Time for an Awakening Radio on the Black Talk Radio Network. Speaking in behalf of the Black Talk Media Project's 2015 fundraiser. Since 2008, the Black Talk Media Project, which has created Black Talk Radio Network, has engaged in producing original content from a black perspective for the global black community. You can help
us continue this mission and help us even more by giving donations to the Black Talk Media Project's 2015 fundraiser and asking others to do so also. Let us work together to make 2015 a stronger year for independent black media. Again, this is Elliot Booker of Time for Awakening radio program on the Black Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren. Hey, get in on the conversation. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61. We're talking to our brother, our good brother, Brother Davis, and our good brother, Brother Bragg. Brother Davis, just before we went to the commercial break, he was making a point that is, you know, wanted you to finish that because it's important that you do.
Okay, let me pick up by stating this. There is what's called right knowledge, which produces truth in every circumstance. Then there's called wrong knowledge, which produces secret and deception in every circumstance. Now, let me give you some clarity. Right knowledge is if you plant seed in the ground and water it, make it available to the sun, it's going to produce fruit. If wrong knowledge is if you tell somebody a secret and you tell them not to repeat it, and they repeat it to someone else, because now that person who gave you the secret doesn't know if you repeated the same secret or not. So there's a deceptive value already placed in wrong knowledge. All right. So now in public schools, they're starting to teach about the debaucheries of sexual nature to children that are human. Understand how I'm saying this? That are human, so they have an animal nature about them, and they also have an emotional nature about them, but they don't have understanding. See, so you're giving wrong knowledge to pre-adolescents, so they will become secretive and confused and practice deception if they go through that door. Now, those children who are not exposed to that don't have to worry about the stain that it leaves on their spiritual soul, because some people will take that knowledge and operate in it and realize that's not who they are. So instead of exposing the fact that they experienced it and it doesn't bear fruit, they will make it a secret. So that secret will stain their soul. And the reason why that exchange is being made is because they don't want other people to know that they even tried something so debaucherous that they can't discuss it with just anybody. They can discuss it with other people who indulge in those behaviors, but they can't discuss it with just anybody.
With their family.
It has to be
with their mother, with their family.
Absolutely.
That's a form of control. That's terrible. That's a terrible.
That is,
and you know what? That's how they manipulate. Just what you're saying too.
Absolutely.
With an organization behind it.
And that's why we must understand the difference between right knowledge and wrong knowledge.
So true. So true.
I
you
think
know,
it's the corruption of innocence for no reason. Why you even want to corrupt that innocence at that time? It's not right.
Oh, because they've established that some. Uh-huh. You know, the profitability of the sacrifice, because it's really a sacrifice, and you know. The truth, anytime that you have any secrets are only used to manipulate the truth so that you won't know it. Because the truth is always present. It's the lie and the secret that it is used to manipulate you and to distract you from that truth. There is no such thing that of a secret that can be really profitable to you, because, you know, it's the art of deception. It really, really is. And, you know, if you look at our overall existence, you know, the great creator God Almighty didn't give us secrets, gave us abundance, gave us the ability to sustain ourselves. It was no secret about it. We created the secrets through the deceit. I love that analogy, Brother Davis, with the right and the wrong. And it's because it's
it's easy that we can apply this to our lives, and it permeates itself everywhere, because that's the whole thing with any form of cancer. The tumor grows. It grows and grows. And in this world, we have a position where we want to kill the patient in order to have the cancer survive.
So, my little mind just says, what's the intention? That's what I'm always. Yeah,
intention.
My mind always says, what is the intention? I can't help it. It's just who I am. So
yeah, it is.
But brothers, what you fail to realize is that you evaluate yourselves with honesty. You see, most people don't want to evaluate themselves because then they must identify what isn't of good nature or what is right knowledge and accept what they did as wrong knowledge and change that. See, you have to understand, a person once said to me, you know, there is ways to enjoy evil. Well, that's true. If that's the choice you make, but you do not have to make that choice.
Why? Yeah, why? I'm saying, why is that even in the question? And, you know, crank.
No, great point. And you're absolutely right, Brother Davis. One of the things is that we have to get back is the strength of our inner selves, because God, the great creator, is perfect. We can't change that. That's a lie. The deception is to make you think that you have to. You need to be, didn't want to do it. You need to be born again.
But if you evaluate yourself at the end of every day,
right,
you can slowly evolve. You can change that process. If it's not going the way you want it to go, or the way you know is spiritually best for you, you can change that process. But society teaches us through Westernization that self-evaluation points out the negativities that are in us. That's why white people cannot talk about racism, because they don't want the debaucherous behavior of their history in their face.
The truth,
see,
right.
It's absolutely. But see, that's what truth is.
Right.
To some, the truth is freeing themselves from the lie. But to others, it's self-condemning because they cannot say that they did not benefit from the evil of that truth.
Exactly. It's the cure to the cancer that infects us all. And that's, you know, they want to give you health care instead of health cure. And this is so true. Now, Brother Davis, Brother Bragg, what do you see coming and what do you think that our people need to start preparing for? For me, I'm seeing the overall perpetuance of a fear that's going to permeate throughout the land by way of physical, through violence, through wars, through an extension of wars, through destroying of the economy, through you know, all forms of, you know, they're going to draft our daughters into this, and they're going to give it a patriotic look and draft, try to get our daughters into this war. And what they're going to do is to continue to depopulate the earth, because as we get stronger and we start to question, as you said, Brother Davis, and then Brother Bragg had said, when you start to look at things and create your own reality, you become a threat. And now I think because of the advent of people starting to question, now it's time to depopulate. And that's just my opinion, and I firmly believe that we need to prepare ourselves and our people for that, because when they continue to push this agenda, there's an opportunity for us to really change everything by not participating in it the way that we did yesterday, because we realize who we are today.
When you talk about those realities, these guys have been able to manipulate reality for a long time. They've been planned. Their plans have been impeccable. They have worked their little magic, because it is really magic. Communication,
yeah.
this communication kind of blew them up. It exposed them. It exposed things that they've been able to hide for hundreds of years. They have no explanation for. Just imagine it's one big lie, and people are referencing that big lie, white and black. People are like, what? So, how are you going to get back control? Because see, the chaos has been released. It's chaos now. They made it that way. They didn't mean to. But how are they going to regain control?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Think about that. And while you think about that, fortify yourself. Get your head right. I've been buying, I got like 10 bikes. I've been getting all my bikes ready. I hope I don't have to ride no bike. I mean, I'm good at it, but I'm kind of, the way people are on cars, if everybody's on bikes, we cool, but I try to keep my bike out the streets. Dang.
No, I love that, you know, it's empowering to where you rely on the energy that you create. It's empowering. Brother Davis, a question for you, same question. What do you see? And you know, from talking to you, I have an idea. You know, I see a great opportunity that from their plan of control and manipulation and fear, it's not going to get the effect that they want, because they're now completely exposed. They're really vulnerable to the people taking back their own individual existence.
You know what, brothers, I'm going to tell you, the other night I was outside and I was looking for this lunar eclipse. And it was supposed to be
the blood moon.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm in the Northeast. It was Crowley, I believe, but I should have, but I didn't. But the reason why I mentioned that is because everything that is going on around us has involved what has been orchestrated for us. Now, the basic purpose behind it may not have anything to do with us. But when I seen that lunar eclipse, I know that no one of this world could have done that. So there's a question mark that keeps coming up in my mind that says, why should I indulge in fear when I know there's a greater joy? You see, we have to understand this, that what man does here is to the extent that he is allowed. But when you reach a point when you are so destructive that all you can see is destruction, then that's the way you'll go. That's what fear does. Fear destroys. But if you unleash yourself from that fear, and you look at the things that they involve and allow your energies to make a way for you, okay? Even if you are transformed, now, let me make that very clear. Even if you see yourself being reaching your demise in this world, mm-hmm. That's just a transformation.
Yep.
And see, that transformation may be so that they want you to be a part of what the Creator is about to do. But everything that's going on, believe this, has nothing to do with the decision that the Creator is about to make. So if those, and there'll be many who die. That's why they got those crazy shows on TV. They're teaching you fear and panic.
Mm.
Because if they remove the truth, which is reality, from your mind, you'll die of a heart attack because fear will overwhelm you. But when you focus on who provided you with your life, believe me, the ending is much different than they expected.
So true, brother Davis. So true. And it's, you know, I'm reminded of that, and we all should be reminded of that every day. I try to look at things that man has not influenced or nor created. And guess what? You'll see that the list is very long of the things that are good for you, and very short or almost to none for the things that man has created. I look at the sun. I know that that's God, because man had nothing to do with it. And I look at a piece of paper and I see man, and I know that God has nothing to do with it. And it's so important that we understand what the true sustainable life-giving force is. It has nothing to do with man. Man tries to control it and manipulate it, but it's impossible. So they have to create an illusion. So this war is going to be played out because people are going to energize it. We have to not energize it ourselves individually and collectively, because what people see until they learn to see with their spirit, what they see influences their decision. So I would definitely say you're going to see fear, but I would say don't respond to it.
Hey, Dad,
put yourself in a position where you don't have to. Yes, go ahead, Brother Scott.
Unlike most countries, and I hate to say this, we haven't been inundated with violence, Scud missiles and drones. But I hate to say, in order to gain control, all this unwarranted violence that we see is part of a mechanism of control. I'm gonna stop right there. I just hate to go into, because my mind just reels from stuff that I know that I see patterns and things of that nature. But there's a reason for the madness. And a lot of times these people do feed off energy. Don't think they do. These type of people, they feed off of a certain type of energy. It's a method and madness to everything that's done.
Right. You know, we all do. Just think about if for Team Davis. When you're around your grandchildren, you feed off of their energy. When we're around other people, we feed off, because you're absolutely right, Brother Bragg. We feed off of the energy.
Remember, we meddle in the universe is meddling. Everything around us is electromagnetical. We stand on electricity. We don't realize it. We're right in the center of it. We are the center of it. Everything, when we look up at that black hole, that blackness in that sky, you're looking at yourself. You just don't realize it. Everything that you, when you look up there, everything that you see up there is in your body. Now, it's not in these other people's bodies, but it's in yours, because you are of this planet. That's why you probably wouldn't want to kill the planet, because it's like your mother. They don't care about the planet. I could go on and on, but I'm not. I'm going to stop right there.
No, it's so good.
My brother, you said more than a mouthful, because what you said was, we are in this world, but not of this world.
Yeah,
thank you. That's all I'm saying. I'm glad you heard me. Yes, sir. That's where we are. People don't believe it. Think about it. If you start studying, you're going to know that.
Yeah.
The energy we have, if we could kill this negativity, we could move this world with our minds. I believe that. I don't know. It's just, look, we can influence things. Let me stop, because the things that I believe, you might think I'm crazy, so I'm going to stop.
No. You're good, brother. You're good, Brother Rack. You know, and this is what I know. Is what you're talking about is really what I know, and it's so important. You know, and the unique beauty of everything is that every individual person, I was talking to a friend, and they said, every individual person has their own freedom. And that's the beauty of the whole thing. No one freedom is more important than the other. And this is goes right along with, you know, your freedom ends where mine begins, and my freedom ends where yours begins. That's a respect for the what? The living energy that presides in you.
It's order and balance.
It's order and balance.
And we can move. And see, that's the other thing. If we all really check ourselves out from the inside, we can move this planet, I'm telling you. We just have to clean ourselves up first. I'm saying we gotta wash some stuff out of our hair. I'm bald headed, so forgive me.
But see, I'm gonna tell you why, brother Bragg. Why I think that is so true. It's not something that I believe. It's something that I know for me. Not saying that it's true. Let me tell you why. Because we have to get rid of. We have to go through a detoxing. We have to detox ourselves from all of the lies of the past. And if we do that, we need to get away from the things that have been implanted to supplant us from being who we really are. And so that would come in with so many things, from the harmonics, the negative harmonics, the negative energy, the negative thoughts, the negative food, the fake food, the toxins.
And the materialistic attitude.
Man, that is the consumerism. Consuming. The only thing that we're
that makes
consuming
people bestial. That materialistic. It makes them bestial. They don't even realize.
Right. Is we're consuming ourselves. Whenever you're a consumer, you are a cancer that's consuming yourself. And you're destroying who you really are, because you have an insatiable appetite now.
That's the secret to our destruction. They feed it. Just think what they feed us. Think about that, what you just said. That's the secret to our destruction.
Right. So I think now with the advent of this war, that they're going to the facade of it, But the thing that is going to make it real is because every person around us is going to start to give energy to it until they decide not to. My whole thing is to, like you, Brother Davis, and you, Brother Bragg, is for us not to live in that false paradigm, that facade, that false utopia of control. The real, when you look at the real ecosystem, it provides for every single living spirit and living being equally.
The squirrels have jobs.
In balance.
The birds have jobs. They master their environment. That's what they do. And if we didn't have jobs, we'd master our environment. We don't have any time to master ourselves because we're too busy trying to make livings most of the time, raise our children, make sure our children are safe, have a roof over their head. So we're distracted. So we walk around. We are woke, but we're not awake. And that's how they want you. There's nothing, I'm not saying anything against anybody. That's how they roll in society because they got you asleep. You're the mouse on the treadmill and you don't really realize it because you're caught in the moment. But you got to take one step back, take a deep breath and slow down so you can watch the matrix. Don't be sucked up in it. Watch it so you can learn from it. Every day I say one thing. Did I learn something today? That's all I ask. That's all I ask for each day. Did I learn something?
Amazing.
Of
course. Go ahead, Brother David.
We have to see ourselves originally as the original man. We're a field of dreams, not a dumping ground. And when we take the trash out of our field of dreams, we will blossom again. It's just that Westernism must make you a dumping ground so that they can convince you they are the best person to clean it up. So therefore, your psyche is all over the place because literally there's so much involved in it that you really got to find who you are. That's what makes self-evaluation so important, so that you can see what has been dumped in your field of dreams and clean up at the end of the day so that you will no longer be the dumping ground. And you can go back to growing whatever it is you want in your field of dreams.
So true. In the field of dreams and in your garden of prosperity. So true. And you know, one of the things that I think is really important is that we accept where we are because we participated in it to get ourselves here. Now we can look at ourselves and make changes individually that can be emulated by other people if they choose. If they choose. And I know that one of the best things for us to do at this hour of control is for us to remove ourselves from all forms of fear. Make sure that you take and provide for your family so that they don't have to be consumed by the fear of not being able to provide for themselves. And then, as Brother Davis always says, you have to first spiritually prepare for the evil. And you have to, that's the first thing that you need to do. Your spirit, your mind, and as Brother Braggs always says, look at yourself as the creator that you are. And then you can re-event and redesign the environment around you. And that can cross-pollinate everywhere. And I think that is the most important thing that we're going to move, because they are moving in a physical realm, but we're not physical beings at all. The physical side can easily be manipulated because why? It makes a transformation from one stage to another. But the thing that never transfers, there is no transformation of your spirit. It is a decision of your spirit. What will you decide to be? Who are you? What will you exemplify? What will you give? And most of all, what will you accept? And I would say only accept the life that is one that gives. True love is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. So I would say as we move into, because we got to get ready to get out of here, as we move into this war paradigm, let there be a real battle, the real battle within you, to change who you are and be what you were designed to be, as God created you, free and independent. There is no, there isn't any manipulation there. Everything you have is free. You don't pay for your birthright. So I would say everyone prepare. Prepare yourself mentally. Prepare yourself spiritually. And we weren't downing anyone's belief.
No, not at all.
The thing that we were talking about was the program that gets people to believe something instead of knowing something. There's a big difference between a belief system.
Something you can really build on.
And you know. Right.
And you know what? Young people, I was showing this to my heart to a young person. It was like, they was like, I just said like, just read it. Just read it and just say, think about it. Just check it out. You know, just something to check out.
Something to check out. Brother Davis? Before we get out here, you got anything before we get out here? Then Brother Braggs, lead us out. You got anything before we get out of here, Brother Davis?
All I like to do is encourage everybody that you are the generals of your life. If you don't know who you are, I would suggest that you self-evaluate. Then when you find out where you are, you got to start.
Yeah. So true. Brother Bragg.
I'm just saying peace. Be safe.
Okay, everyone. It's Wednesday. We got to get out of here a little bit earlier on Wednesday. And I just want to say, prepare yourself, prepare your family, so that the most important thing is do things so that you will not be afraid, because the system, since your physical birth, has been in place to get you afraid of everything. This is why when our people make the transformation, they put them in a box to control you, to get you to fear that most beautiful thing, one of the most beautiful things that you can ever experience, is the great transformation. Listen, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening today. And God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Remember to make sure before you ask for a blessing to be a blessing. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Peace, much love, and much respect. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
It's down the rugged road you've come. Though you had every reason, you didn't come undone. Somehow.